Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And as promised from last week, we are at the DEMA show in Las Vegas. I am standing at the show stage where we've been rocking the crowd for our Party Like a Rockstar theme this year for the show, because they're having a big DEMA party at the Hard Rock Cafe Friday night. It's going to be an amazing event. But, man, I'll tell you, the crowd has been very good here at DEMA so far. And we're going to talk to some of the folks who are here at the show. Of course, we're going to talk to our mermaids, which are actually decked out in rock star attire right now. Tiffany, Mermaid Tiffany, is with me right now. Tiff, how are you?
Oh, I'm in Vegas.
Yes, you're in Vegas, baby. Are you excited? I mean, you're definitely rocking it. You got that whole hard rock, rock chick 80s thing from the Rock of Ages movie going.
Well, that's what my boss told me to do, so I had to run with it.
Yes, well, indeed. And you've represented well.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, a couple of us, we won't mention any names, but we've lost a couple mermaids the last couple nights, or a couple mornings, actually. But that's why I always bring quite a few. So I'll always have a couple in the morning. So.
That's right. We have alternates, especially when you come to Vegas. You need to do that. And which brings us to Mermaid Lizzie. How are you, Lizzie?
I'm finally doing better.
Yeah, better today than yesterday. Is that what we're going to say?
Yeah, way better.
Lizzie, this is her first time to Vegas. And one of those casualties that we mentioned earlier could have been Lizzie, but we'll just leave that for another day, a discussion.
She was being polite because I brought a couple new mermaids along as well who I work with back.
We like to call them ringers.
Yes. She just wanted to give them an opportunity to really embrace the whole DEMA Vegas show. So she was just being nice and, letting them step in.
Spreading the joy, right, exactly. Lizzie?
Absolutely. I was just, taking one for the team, so...
Yes, and she did. She did. It was an amazing thing. You know, we kind of have like a reunion of our Turks and Caicos adventure right now. We got Tiffany, Lizzie, Pup, and Doug sitting over there on the couch.
Yeah.
It's fun. And so that's what it is. Everybody who's anybody in the dive industry has converged on Vegas for the DEMA show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show. We've been... hired to warm up the crowd before they enter the show. And I think they're liking what we're doing so far. What do you think, Tiff?
Absolutely. It's getting pretty crazy. I'm just waiting to see what happens the rest of the week.
Yes. Well, and so we're opening the show here at the stage at the entrance of DEMA. And then when you go in later on, we're going to have a happy hour with the mermaids, the scuba cowboy, and a few other Junkanoo folks that they're throwing in with in the Bahamas. So it's a good time. You are enjoying yourself, right, Lizzie?
Yes.
Good. So far, so good. Now, some of these alternates and additional members to the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod are Becky, or as we like to call her, Squirrel. How are you?
I don't want to be an alternate.
Well, no, you're not an alternate. You're part of the A-team. For sure, but I mean, relief in case if one falls, we have more backups, right?
Correct.
So the pod is quite large here at the DEMA show. I think we're coming in with about 8 or 9 girls, and if we make 4 or 5 each morning, we're doing good, right?
And so everyone can take advantage of Vegas.
Exactly, or Vegas take advantage of them. Which brings us to Mermaid Faith, who is out here rocking it right now for the Party Like a Rockstar theme. Faith, are you having fun?
Yes. First time being at the DEMA, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, she's our first Asian mermaid, multilingual, like 8 or 9, 10 languages. It's crazy. But first time meeting people like Neil Watson. You should just, when Faith saw Neil Watson, hey, come over here, Megan. Megan's walking by. Megan Cook, she's an Our World Underwater scholar. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm great. So you're out here representing the scholarship folks, I guess, or just working the show here at DEMA?
Nope, we're here to represent. I'm actually here with my European and Australasian counterparts. So we are a trifecta here roaming around the DEMA show.
Yeah, and just spreading the love and sharing your stories of traveling the world as the Our World Underwater Scholarship winner, right?
Absolutely. We have 6 months left to go in our year, so we're looking at jam-packing the schedule and sharing, you know, our thanks, our gratitude, and all the excitement of 6 months of traveling so far.
Nice. Now, Megan, last time we talked to you, I think you were just coming off of Captain Slate's thing down in Key Largo. Is that right?
Yes, I was down there earlier in the summer.
And then where do you have you been since they led you to Vegas?
Oh, man. Before they led me to Vegas, I've been all over. I learned to rebreather dive in Southern California. I learned to cave dive in Florida. I spent some time up in New England tagging great white sharks off Cape Cod. Just tons of cool adventures, Greg.
Nice. Is being a mermaid in there still somewhere? We were talking about that earlier in the year. What happened?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for my tail.
All right. Tomorrow or today in the Bahamas Isle. We'll make it happen. Come on over. 4 o'clock.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
So all we do is inject you with a couple shots of rum punch and slip a mermaid tail on you, and we'll knock that one off the list. You game?
Yeah, sounds good. Rum punch would be the key.
Nice. Exactly. That's usually what it is. It gets them socially lubricated for this whole thing we do. All right, Megan, enjoy DEMA. We will see you later. And she's traveling the world as part of the scholarship fund from Our World Underwater, that Chicago dive show. And this is one of her stops in her scholarship thing. It's a very cool thing. And if you go to ourworldunderwater.com, you can learn more about it and maybe get in on that scholarship yourself, or maybe one of your siblings or daughters or sons and that kind of thing, and be traveling the world for a year as part of that campaign. Now, Mermaid Faith, I got to say, this is your first time to DEMA. We're only a couple days into the show, but so far, what do you think?
Couldn't be better.
Yeah, you love it?
I love it.
Yeah, and you're seeing all these places we can go to and travel to and do some more dive trips with. You're partying like a rock star. You're playing mermaid in the afternoon. It doesn't get much better than that, does it, Faith? It doesn't.
Wait,
does
what?
It. Yeah, she's posing for pictures. See, that's what happens when you're hanging out here as part of our scuba radio crew as mermaids and mayhem and all kinds of craziness. It's good time fun. Now, you just came from a seminar, too, right, Squirrel?
Yes, I did. I didn't get to party like a rock star this morning. I was too busy being professional.
She was working. That's what do you mean, being professional? Partying like a rock star is a full-time professional job. It's what we've been hired to do, and we have to do it well, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody has challenged me, actually, for tomorrow, for our opening ceremonies, to see if I could actually body surf across the crowd as part of this whole show. You think that's safe? That's kind of a diving. It'd be like a crowd diving, right? That would be a new thing. We could mark off the list. But I've been sacrificed for this thing. What do you think? Would that be a spectacle to see?
Well, if something goes wrong, I don't know if we'll be invited back.
True. But, hey, you go out with a smile on your face. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Oh, and here we are next to the Women's Hall of Fame right here. The front and in the infamous Zale Perry is with me. Zale, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Great to see you again. Hopefully, now have we made your ears bleed with all this nonsense we're doing in the morning so far? Because we're literally set up right next to the Women's Hall of Fame or the DEMA Hall of Fame where you're hanging out, right?
Right. And this is a very comfortable place for people to sit and rest because we have many banners here with a lot of happy names who have won an award someplace along the, you know, history.
Yeah, this is like a mini museum set up inside of DEMA, or like a history of diving with all these
sometimes
celebs like yourself.
The real live ones come and sit down and rest.
Yeah, I know. I've seen many folks. Yourself, obviously, is a major one. You know, doing all that sea hunt stuff back in the day. You've done so much stuff. I could go on and on and on. Just Google Zale Perry if that doesn't ring a bell right away, and you will see so much stuff about an amazing person and just a cool, really nice lady, too.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the show?
I'm loving the show. But are we making your ears bleed? Is this obnoxious stuff we're doing in the morning getting to you, or what, Zale?
Every day, yes.
Every day, it's just totally driving you crazy.
But what is really interesting is the Academy of Underwater Arts and Sciences, and their big program is tonight.
Yeah.
Giving out the Nogi Awards.
Right, yeah.
And all the lights and luminous people in the diving world will be there.
Absolutely.
We have a close out of 300 people.
Excellent. This is like a who's who of the dive industry, one of the big events. Bob Evans, my friend from Force Fins, our friend, he's always there. And
Jeannie Clark. Lady, yes.
I mean, it's an amazing group of folks. Weiland's probably part of that, right?
Oh, yes, he sure is. But what is really fun is the fact that we have this year the Zale Perry Scholarship winner is a girl. And she's in ocean engineering.
Excellent.
Isn't that great?
That must make you so proud, I would imagine, right?
Yes, yes. I have a pot of scholars now. She will be our eighth, and she'll be honored this evening.
I have a pot of mermaids. You have a pot of scholars. I think you're making a much better contribution to the industry. But Zale, enjoy DEMA. Thank you for saying hi and putting up with our nonsense here at the DEMA show. It's a pleasure.
Somebody doesn't listen to you, they don't know what's happening.
Well, that's a testimonial I'm going to keep for years and years. Thank you, Zale Perry. More coming up from Vegas and the DEMA show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Was standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and fizz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you mean.
I'll need a dive card with no depth limit, and a big Lex sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past the depth of about 100 feet.
In there, do that.
I wanna dive all day and hang at tiki bars, working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with scuba radio. And we'll all hang out at tiki bars or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there. Guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, I wanna be a diver.
Yes, don't we all, especially here in Las Vegas, because this is the DEMA show, the largest diving event in the world. We're partying like a rock star, literally. Now, we moved over to the Bahamas Isle for happy hour, and but we're still kicking in with this rock star thing that we got going here at the show, because, believe it or not, I'm standing next to Miss May 2012 from Playboy. It's Nikki Lay. Nikki, how are you? And welcome to Scuba Radio. And welcome to the DEMA show in Vegas.
Thank you. I am well. This is my first DEMA show. What brings me here mostly is GlowTube. I am a spokesmodel and also an endorser of this product. If you want to go on the site and check it out, it's a multi-purpose safety and diving light.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, because we wanted to spell that out immediately.
Yes.
Because God knows where what they were thinking.
I know, right.
You know, what
exactly.
kind of thing is a
exactly.
Playboy model sponsoring that is has any kind of word like tube in it? You know what
I know, right? When I first heard it, I have to say the name threw me through a loop just a bit. But honestly, I use it all the time. So if you want to go on the site, it's GlowTube, GLO-TOOBUSA.com. And it's really awesome. You can use it for camping, diving. I even use it just for my dog when I can't see him at night. I mean, it's really awesome. You can see it forever, a mile and a half away. It goes through amazing depths of pressure. And I'm here just, you know, having a good time, being able to have a product put out that I really trust and promote, especially for me and everyone else. And I just think this is a great place. And I love that I'm in happy hour right now at DEMA.
That's right. We got rum punch flowing here in the Bahamas Isle for the Scuba Radio Junkanoo happy hour. And it doesn't get much better when a Playboy model shows up and hangs out with you as well. So, Nikki, let's talk about this. So this device, it's like a safety light, a glow light for scuba divers. Now, are you a diver, or are you a diver in process, or, you know, a future diver?
A diver in process, future diver for sure. I use this light, like I say, for so many other things. I snowboard, I love sports, things like that, surfing. But this has made me, DEMA has made me say I need to be a diver. So definitely this is going to be a future thing for me, and hopefully maybe I'll be here next year and I'll be certified and able to talk more fishy things with y'all.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Look, it just so happens that I'm a dive instructor. I go, you know, I'm Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, but I'm actually a dive instructor, which is a level above dive master, if you didn't know that, because I would think, as a Playboy model, you would think that dive master is way more impressive to the chicks, right?
Yeah, is it not? It's not the head honcho?
That's why she came. She heard there was a dive master over here. She got to meet this guy. He has free rum punch. Let's hang out in the Bahamas together. All right, so I'd be more than happy to certify you if you would allow such a thing. Surely I'm not the first person who's made that offer to you.
You know what? But you're the first person I'm going to try and take up on that offer.
Sweet. All right, well, let's talk about what you do for Playboy. Obviously, May was a big, busy month for you because you were what? You were Miss May. That means exactly what?
I was a playmate of Miss May. I'm the centerfold. So if you have the May issue, I'm that big old three-tier page that everyone holds up long ways. I'm definitely that one. I also graduated college in May, so yes, May was the biggest month for me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You actually are on Playboy Radio on, Sirius XM, is that what it is, and online and stuff, or how's that work?
Yes, actually I host two radio shows. One is on Playboy Radio, Sirius XM 102, catch us, called Playmates Presents. It's on at 4:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. And on Thursday nights, if you are a big sports fan like myself, I host a fantasy sports radio show for fantasy football.
Wow. So you, like, have sports. You got the look, the Playboy thing going on. You're like every guy's dream, aren't you?
I try to be.
That's pretty sweet. Well, you know, I'll have to tune into that Playboy Radio. My wife's listening, so I usually don't. But you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, I think we know.
What happens in Vegas, as they say,
stays in Vegas.
Or shows up on Facebook. Right, exactly. But we'll deal with it accordingly. But, okay, so you're anxious, you're interested in learning how to dive.
I really am. I really, really am.
So
I
you could grab some of your friends up there at Playboy and then we could throw them in the grotto, teach them how to dive there, right?
Yes, the grotto.
Have you ever seen divers in the grotto, in the pool there?
I haven't, but I have seen some mermaids.
You have?
I have.
Outside of the Bahamas Isle. They've had mermaids there at the grotto, at the Hef Mansion, huh?
Yes, they do. I know. Y'all have your own set of mermaids over here. I
have
love
a feeling
it.
You have a different type, a little bit more. Who knows? We got good mermaids. You see them over there. That's aspiring young Playboy talent. I don't know why, you know. But it's that would be impressive. We could set up your certification, your pool work. At the Playboy Mansion. Hef would go for that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, exactly. I would love to get certified, so thank you for even offering, Greg. That's amazing.
Wow, she's so easy. She really is every guy's dream. God bless her. So, Nikki, so we got the diving thing covered. Let's talk about this mermaid thing, because they told me that not only are you sponsoring this product, this glow tube thing, here at the Dima Show and telling people about it, you also had heard that there were mermaids here at the show, and that has been something you've wanted to achieve as well as learning how to dive.
Actually, yeah. I mean, mermaids are beautiful. My favorite princess for Disney is Ariel, the Little Mermaid. So, you know, you can't help but love the gorgeous women as mermaids. I've actually had a friend who did photo shoot as mermaids and was at parties and stuff as a mermaid, as a model. So I love to be able to see, you know, girls that I know do it, and then also other beautiful girls here in the Bahamas, of all places.
Sure. Well, we got an extra tail, an extra Scuba Radio mermaid tail. If you want to slip it on, we can mark that one off your list immediately. You hear what I'm saying? or we probably need to get you more socially lubricated on some of this rum punch first, I'm guessing,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, we need to figure out the happy hour fully.
Now, this radio thing you're doing on Playboy, is this like a full-time gig? Is this what you're aspiring to do to, like, put me out of business or what?
I really think that radio is just so much fun. And, of course, I'm not trying to put you out of work. Are you kidding?
All right. Well, good luck to you. We'll set up your dive class tomorrow, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Scuba Radio, for having me. It's nice to meet you, Greg. Thank you so much.
Nice. Partying like a rock star in Vegas. Doesn't get much better than this, than a Playboy from the May issue. Oh, my God. God help us. God bless us. This is the best team ever. More coming up from Vegas.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
You know, it never fails to amaze me. Every year we do the Dima Show, something new happens. And here I just interviewed Miss Playboy 2012 May issue. Nikki, what an awesome girl. And she's going to be a future dive student. That's almost legendary status to the level of Captain Walt DeMartini, who's here at this event as well. Walt, what do you think? Do you think we could certify a Playboy playmate?
I think we definitely could certify it. It's so great to see you, buddy.
It's great to see you, my friend, as well.
And we have with us a couple of lovely ladies here. Lori Lochnick, who has spent the entire life in the dive industry. And a new...
What are you throwing your hands up for, Lori? You're making that look like, what is he doing to me?
I'm only 21.
Of course, I know. There's no way she's been here that long, Walt. Come on.
And we have the lovely Summer, who is running the water sports operation at the Big Game Club in Bimini.
Yes, we got to go back there. Last time I was hanging out with Walt, have you guys recovered as far as the level of liquor that's left there in Bimini there, Summer?
Yeah, well, we had a few issues with the transportation during the hurricane, but everybody found their stored alcohol.
Yeah, okay. Walt's fine. He has his own private stash there on the island of Bimini. It's cranking right along. You guys are having fun. You do the water sports element, which includes what exactly there at the Big Game Club?
Everything. We've got stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking. I teach yoga. We have snorkeling, diving. You name it, we do it.
That's right. And you just handle it all. And then our buddy over here, he's the one who handles the diving, right? Do you do the diving too?
I help out, but DeVito is our main dive instructor. He's awesome. He basically manages it.
Good to see you again, DeVito. I need to bring a Playboy playmate over to the islands and maybe get her certified to scuba dive. What do you think?
I think that's very much possible. We offer full paddy open water scuba certifications at a discounted rate.
We actually like to encourage playmates to come on down to Bimini to get certified, the scuba dive.
You would assist me in this effort? Is that what you're volunteering?
Yes, I'll volunteer to assist you in the services.
See, that's the thing about the Bahamas. It's all about the love. Don't you feel the love here at the DEMA show in the Bahamas Isle for DEMA? Of course you do. And we got more coming up from Vegas. Stay close. We're just getting started.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 589. For the last time, tell your wife that sailfish are not a bargain.
Charge!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Rio Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. We're going to the dark side today, right, Nick?
We are indeed, Greg. I thought we'd talk about some night diving tips.
Night diving is pretty cool.
There's little else like it. It never ceases to amaze me how a sight you know intimately by day can totally transform at night.
And the critters that come out, I always wonder where they hide when the sun's out.
I know. They're probably hiding from divers like us.
Well, they're missing out. Good thing we're not afraid of the dark, right? I mean, night diving is a great way to dive, but like so many other types of diving, it does have special considerations that come with it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So why don't we start with gear? Surely there's something to consider there.
Well, for the most part, you'll need the same gear you use during the day. But if you're expecting to be colder after the sun goes down, you'll want to adjust your exposure protection accordingly. And of course, there's one piece of gear you'll want to add.
Unless you can see in the dark.
Which most of us can't. So plan to take some lights.
Wait, lights as in plural?
Lights as in plural. For starters, most divers attach a signal light to their tank or regulator yoke. This helps other divers to see and identify them underwater. Most folks use either a tank light or chem light stick for this purpose.
Is there a big difference between the two?
Not really. It's just that chemical light stick is a single-use item, whereas the battery-powered light you can use over and over again.
How about marker lights?
Marker lights, or strobe lights, are usually used to mark key navigation points like anchor lines or reference lines, or to mark entry and exit points. If you're diving with a charter operation or participating in a lead dive, the operation or dive leader usually sets these.
How about the dive lights each diver carries?
Each diver should have at least two dive lights with him. One to use as a primary, and one to have as a backup in case, well, the primary should fail.
What kind of dive light should you use?
Like every other piece of gear, there are multiple options available. Every diver will have a preference, and it's important to find the ones that work for you.
How about head-mounted versus handheld?
Again, that's a matter of preference, but one advantage the handheld light has is that they offer a great versatility in terms of positioning, and they're easy to control. This can be beneficial if you're new to night diving.
So aside from gear, what other safety considerations do you have to take into account when night diving?
I think orientation is the biggest one, but that covers a lot of ground. It's common practice not to dive a sight for the first time at night because even the most familiar sight will look different after sundown. Take extra time and care to orient yourself. Take note of marker lights so you know in which direction you're swimming from relative to your reference point. You may even take a compass heading so you have a general direction in case you get disoriented.
How about buoyancy control?
Even that's different at night, and you need to take special care to keep track of it. It's much easier to become disoriented at night because your field of vision is so much more limited. You have no peripheral vision. It's easy to lose track of your depth or where you are in relation to things like reefs, wrecks, and other things underwater, or even the surface. Keep an eye on your depth and where you are in relation to your surroundings.
Is there any particular etiquette to observe when night diving?
Yeah, I'd say that falls into two general areas, the first of which pertains to your dive light.
Rule number one, don't blind your buddy.
Absolutely. None of us can see very well when we have light shine directly in our eyes on land, and that's no different underwater.
It's amazing what a natural tendency it is to shine your light in someone's face, though.
Sure it is. A lot of your communication relies on facial expressions and reactions. But learning to use your light as a source and form of communication underwater is all part of learning to night dive.
How do you mean?
Well, for example, you can use your light to convey underwater signals like okay, or to get someone's attention, or to make a sign of distress. Similarly, when you get your buddy's attention and you want to follow up with a hand signal, shine your light down and convey the signal in the light's beam. It'll be easy to see, and your buddy will be able to see it.
You can also use your light if you get lost or separated, can't you?
You sure can. Sometimes, if you get separated from your buddy or group, it's hard to see them because of your own light. If that happens, hold your light against you. Don't turn it off, because it'll dim the light enough to allow you to see other lights in the water.
Does that really work?
It sure does.
Voice of experience.
Yep.
So what's the second area of etiquette?
Well, that one really pertains to the creatures you'll encounter. There are some truly amazing creatures that come out at night. But remember that unlike the creatures you see during the day, the natural light level is darkness. Your light is not natural. Try not to spook them too much.
And I'd say be careful not to blind them either.
Exactly. Remember that just as you are blinded when the light is shined in your eyes, so too are they. And in some cases, blinding them with a light or camera strobe can leave them vulnerable. So be aware and careful of that.
And this is where your buoyancy tip comes in again, because there's a lot of creatures that come out at night, aren't there?
You're absolutely right. And that makes bumping against a reef especially hazardous at night, both to you and the nocturnal creatures that inhabit it.
There's a lot to learn about night diving.
There is a lot to learn. And while we've covered some basic tips, it's definitely worth your time to take a specialty class to learn more about it. It's a fascinating and fantastic way to dive, but it's important to know what you're doing and how to do it right.
The world you come to know underwater can become a whole new world at night. But before you jump in to explore it, learn about the special considerations you need to know to stay safe. We know you're not afraid of the dark. Just make sure you know how to traverse it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so we are still here in the Bahamas, Al. It's Junkanoo Scuba Radio Happy Hour. We've been having a ball. The folks from Tiki Toss gave us a little version of the Bimini Ring game here to play with the folks. We've had rum punch. We've had it all. We've had Playboy models. We've had mermaids. We've had the scuba cowboy playing live. This is a fun party indeed. And then as we do this, folks like Walt DeMartini walk by, the folks from the Big Game Club, and of course our mermaids are soaking it in as well. Mermaid Becky Squirrel proved that not only is she a great mermaid and a Junkanoo, Bahamas Junkanoo girl, she is actually now officially the limbo king of our Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod and the best hooker we have in the bunch. What do you think, Becky?
Okay, king and hooker. Both not very good descriptive words.
No, no, okay. Well, no. Limbo king, right.
Queen. How about
queen? Okay, well, yeah, exactly, right. Queen. I forget. You don't want to say that in Vegas. Because, like, yeah, dude looks like a lady kind of thing going on here sometimes. Right, I feel you. I feel you. Exactly. In the hooker thing, I meant the Tiki Toss game. Right, you got it in eight, right?
Right, an eight. I did it in three before, but yeah. Eight.
When the pressure was on, it went to eight, but that was still enough to capture the crown of lead scuba radio hooker. Is that? I mean, that's and I mean that in a good way, Becky. You know, right?
Yes, as long as people know the context to that.
Exactly. Now you've been working this out a little bit as you, in between the fun activities, you're checking out some of the booths and things here at the show. What do you think so far?
Oh, it's awesome. I think it's better than the Orlando show last year.
Yeah, there seems like there's a few more folks here this year. It looks pretty busy to me, doesn't it?
It looks more entertaining, too.
Well, we got our little shtick we're doing. It's definitely been going over well. There's rumors, believe it or not, that tomorrow when we do our little Be a Rockstar thing, that they want me to do what do they call that, a crowd dive? What do you think? Could we do this, Lizzie? Yeah, crowd surfing?
Yeah, we just need to bring the crowd in so they actually catch you.
Well, either that or have them drop me, which would be just as effective and great for YouTube and Facebook. You think? Which one would be more viral, as they say?
Well, we love our Greg. We don't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, they already said, Greg, if you're going to do that, would you please sign a release? You know, but I'm sure it's just a standard dive release, wouldn't it be? That would work in a case like that if you're going to stage dive, right? So who knows? That could happen, and we might have another first here for a DEMA show. A lot of crazy things happening already. This one definitely started off with a bang, didn't it, Lizzie?
You could say that.
Yes. Hey, you know, there's certain things we can't say on the radio that we'll just leave for another day when we've kind of processed it enough and decide, okay, now we can share this. But trust me, when you're in Vegas, things happen, and it's all good. No one's died yet. But we're only halfway through, right, Lizzie?
That's true. No one's died yet.
Yeah. So it's a good time. And a little shout-out to Steve-O at Voli Voli Resort for pretty much doing our crew in there for the first day of the show. But that's what happens. You know, that's what happens indeed. So we're here in the Bahamas Isle. That's where we're hanging out for our Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour. Now, what do you think? Walt DeMartini, he's seen many a Junkanoo. We shared this experience at our last time in Bimini for New Year's Eve, right? And we saw a Junkanoo. But is the Junkanoo vibe happening here? Are we capturing that energy like it is in the islands there, Walt? Or what do you think?
It's very close.
It's close, but kind of no cigar.
Well, you need to add more rum.
More rum.
I agree.
All right, well, we'll keep working on it and refilling the rum punch. We're coming up from Vegas. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody, lay low in Bimini, or be nothing new.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, hanging out in the Bahamas Isle here for DEMA 2012. Now, I was just hanging with Walt DeMartini. He's kicking back on the couch here. He's laid back. I got Richard Trico for the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. We were talking about Junkanoo. So that's where we get this Junkanoo happy hour party we're doing, Richard. And Walt said we're doing a pretty good job, but we need more rum. What do you think?
I guess he's right.
Is that what it is?
But
how are we doing with our mermaids? Are they representing Junkanoo well enough, or what?
Yeah, they've been keeping the crowd lively.
Yes, that's part of it. That is being a part of a Junkanoo is really about just sharing the love and being happy and making everybody smile, right?
Right. But you know, the promotion itself to bring people into the aisle, and then so we could actually talk to the people and give them out, tell them what the Bahamas have to offer.
Give them a little taste of the Bahamas. That's right. You know, and Junkanoo, for those folks who don't know, it's kind of like a carnival type of vibe.
It's a carnival.
Mardi Gras.
It's a carnival in the Bahamas.
Right.
We do during Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
So
make a lot of racket, late in the morning, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because you'll be in bed, and all of a sudden you hear this big parade thing going on, and like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
But you can't help but join into the fun.
We're trying to bring a small taste up here, so to give people, tease them a little bit, so they can come and see what the real thing,
Yeah, that's right. A little taste, literally, with some Bahamian rum punch. Mixed in with the Junkanoo, the Scuba Radio Mermaids, and more, and it's all good, indeed.
Have some great fish stories to talk about.
Yes, and that's what it is. We like that as divers. We reeled in a pretty big fish with Miss May, the Playboy girl. Did you see that?
You did a good job on that.
She wants me to certify her to scuba dive. You think she tells that, says that to all the dive masters?
Let's put it like this. I'm sure she said it. It's some conviction to Scuba Radio.
She has no idea the can of worms she has opened. You know what I'm saying? It's scary. But she seemed like a good sport, and she seemed serious.
It looks good, too.
She ain't bad to look at. Yeah, she has a future in her, I have a feeling, with this whole Playboy thing she's got going on. But, yeah, the Bahamas, you got 800 islands.
Yeah, we got 700 islands.
700.
We got thousands of dive sites for people to come down to see, starting from shallow reefs. We got at least 1,000 blue holes in counting. Because
I didn't know there's that many blue holes. Really?
Every time we count, it was like 900 and something the other day, and every time we count, we find a new one. So,
well, are they actually happening, or they're just being discovered?
Well, some of them just being discovered. More areas get populated and people start to come and we start searching around and we find more of them. So,
it's always something new. You can never be bored in the Bahamas when it comes to diving, because there is so much diversity, whether it's a blue hole, a wall, shallow dive reefs, or the sharks. I mean, they're the shark capital of the world.
In total, right now, there's about 390 and counting. So, but like I say, we always finding more of them all the time. It's just amazing that every time we go out, we find new ones. In places that I didn't realize that. You sit in the corner of your eye.
Didn't think that'd be a dive site, and all of a sudden you go down there and see tons of fish.
That's right.
And critters swimming around, lobsters, you name it.
Right. As we get down more into Southern Islands now, if we get down to Meguana and the rest of them, that's like a whole unexplored territory. So, but they have airports there and there's stations so people can go down and, we're trying to get business further down so people can really see what kind of diving that we have to offer.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to the Bahamas many times, but I've really just scratched the surface, literally, when it comes to all the dive sites. And, I'm learning to fly now, as Richard is a pilot as well. Now maybe I can fly to some of those more remote islands and do a little diving, you think?
And you don't have all the restrictions of the airspace that we have to deal with when we come in.
All you got to do is stay out of the water when you're flying through the Bahamas. Isn't that pretty much
that's
the rules?
Beautiful thing. Stay out of the water and call in the blind, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, we're going to have to mark that one off the list in the future. You'll co-pilot with me out there, right? You can show me the ropes in that regard. What's that?
You're almost ready to...
I've done it on my second cross-country. I'm literally just a few weeks away from starting to fly to places like the Bahamas.
That's going to be an experience to fly over water, too, because as you fly...
It's going to be a good experience.
It's going to be a great experience.
But I hear that it's calmer in the air over the water. Is that true?
It's calmer, but the engines get... as you fly over water, as you get different from the land, the engines give a different sound. It kind of scare you for the first time if you haven't done it.
Really? Like what? What does that sound like?
It got a high pitch. The pitch of the engine, usually if it's running smoothly.
And all of a sudden goes, turn back, turn back, turn back, whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, okay.
Like a stall warning, but, you know.
Yeah, which you don't want a stall warning, yeah. But, I hear. I'm learning
but,
that.
But, you know, the good part about it is you can fly around clouds. Flying over the Bahamas, the scenery, you know, across the banks, can't beat it.
Yeah, well, I've done it a couple times with some friends.
Right.
But I look forward to doing that as part of our flight trip.
Transportation, so if you fly into any island and go leave anytime you like.
Yeah, the flexibility is what I'm looking for, zipping in and zipping out at my convenience. But, you know, whether you're doing a private plane or taking a boat over, I mean, you're still doing the cruise from Fort Lauderdale?
That's optional. In your case, for the first one, you could come with us on the fly-ins. We have Greg Roll from the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. And from the plantation office, we run these fly-ins,
right?
There's not a lead plane, but you fly in time intervals behind each other, and they give all the history and show you, you know, make it easy for you to experience flying into the Bahamas.
Yeah, and then they take them around to some of the different dive places and mix up the diving, the flying, a little boating.
Right.
You know, we got a boating show, we got a diving show, we got an airplane show. We mix them up as we go, and the Bahamas are perfect in that regard, because they got the best of all three categories when it comes to going to places and having fun.
Is we have strips at land, airports and major, and major islands. So, you're never far from any major airports.
Bahamas.com/diving. Go there and learn about the diving, and then you'll see all that other stuff about the flying and boating as well there at Bahamas.com. All right, more coming up from Vegas in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.